Too much revelry? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Progressive Insurance, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. I was listening to the president describe the attack that killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and someone I knew pretty well said to me, "I suppose we have to respect him now, but does he have to revel in it?" This person is not a fan of the president, obviously. Well, let's listen again to what he said.
I don't want to talk about it, but he was screaming, crying, and whimpering, and he was scared out of his mind.
That could be described as reveling, but you could also look at it as a president finally using his natural talent for humiliation on someone who richly deserved it. I know there are intelligence experts who worry that for the president to go out of his way to describe a frightened man cowering before an attack dog in a dead-end tunnel could risk motivating more terrorism. However, there are other experts who will tell you that by exposing a charismatic leader as a coward, you can actually discourage terrorist recruitment. At least one thing was pretty clear. He's friends with the CIA again.
When we use our intelligence correctly, what we can do is incredible. When we waste our time with intelligence that hurts our country because we had poor leadership at the top, that's not good.
And you don't have to be an intelligence expert to know what he meant by that. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.